Good morning, everyone. Everyone have a great week? Yeah? All right. Well, let's start out with prayer. I'm going to ask my husband, Dave, to go ahead and say a word of prayer before we get started.
Dear Lord, we're thankful for your goodness today. We just ask for your blessing on each person's special tools. And God also bless us to be receivers, not just hearers, just to become dealers to us. And we just ask for your glory today. We just ask it in the name.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, so standing firm in trials. So I told you what we were going to talk about this week. We're going to talk about how to comfort others who are going through trials and also how to find strength and support within the Christian community. I'm going to read something, actually. It's from the New Women's Devotional Bible. Jan Dravecki is the name of the person that wrote this, and she is entitled it Heart Troubles. So that's what we're talking about is valleys, storms, going through trials, tribulation, problems. So many things can trouble our hearts. Unpaid bills, a frightening medical diagnosis, loss of a job, the death of a loved one, upcoming surgery, an unexpected move, an argument with a close friend, a savage rumor, a church dispute. Raise your hand if you've ever been through any of those things. Probably multiple of those. The world is full of heart troublers, and it always will be. Yet Jesus does not want our hearts to remain troubled, and he does not expect us to deal with those troubles so much by ignoring them as by turning toward him. As he said to his anxious disciples in John 14:1, trust in God, trust also in me. What suffering and persecution and pain and difficulties do is not so much make us weak as show us that we are weak. Without them, we can deceive ourselves into believing we're prize fighters. With them, we're reminded that we're not constructed to function on our own power. The trick is to allow suffering to be used as a tool to help us depend on God and not on ourselves. So we actually just on the way to church listened to the third night of the UPCI General Conference and heard our former pastor preach on entitled or empowered. So this message kind of goes along with that paragraph that I just read. We don't want to rely on ourselves. We don't feel like we can do it on our own, but we need God. Every second of every day, we need God. So God didn't go halfway when he went to work on my behalf. He did it all, even when I couldn't feel him, even when I couldn't sense him, even when I wasn't holding on to him anymore. God worked on my behalf. He didn't need me to do a thing. When I faced far worse than my worst imaginings, something unexpected and wonderful happened. I realized that God is in control and God is good, even when bad things happen in our lives. Even though I didn't know what I might have to go through next, I could rest and accept it because now I knew that when I let go, I would fall into the strong hands of God. So that's comforting just in and of itself. So here's a scripture that goes along with that. John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. John 14:1. And these scriptures should be on your handout. So there's, I don't know if you've ever heard of Catherine of Genoa. She would serve the sick and the poor, kind of like Mother Teresa, you know, similar to that. And this next slide is a quote from her. When God finds a soul that rests in him and is not easily moved, he operates within it in his own manner. That soul allows God to do great things with it. And for the next verse, I put that picture of a tree planted by the waters. Because you've probably heard this verse from Psalm 1:3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So promises in God's word that we can bank on, that we can hold on to. Now, think a minute. Here's a question for y'all. So, anybody can say anything they want to, as long as they keep it to 2 minutes or less. What great things has God done through you after you learned to trust and rest in Him? Anybody have a story that you'd like to tell of something you went through, and then once you learned to trust Him, what happened at that point, from that point on? Brother Elijah?
Well, I guess this also kind of relates to the whole through line of comforting others. So, some things happened to me when I was very young. I didn't understand them, and I didn't know why they were allowed to happen. And my mother always would say, she's like, God can use this. She's gonna, God's gonna use this to help you help others. And there have been multiple occasions that that specific thing that I went through as a child has come up in conversation, and other people, I was able to say, well, God brought me through this, and I was able to be a testimony to other people. It was not necessarily God's will for something bad to happen to me, but it was God can take what the enemy needs and give it a straight good. So
Yes.
I've been able to relate to other people that have had similar experiences, and they'll share the gospel through that.
Awesome. Great. Thank you for sharing. Does anybody else have something you'd like to say along that regard? I think I have the same testimony. God allows us sometimes to go through things so that we can be used. He can speak through us. We can be a testimony through what we've been through. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit, too. Oh, and here it is. This is a quote from a Tammy Criswell that I pulled off of Facebook. Your ministry is found where you've been broken. So think about the things you've been through. Think of things that you've been broken through. And then your testimony is found where you've been restored. So you can say, I've been through this, or I can relate to you because I went through something very similar, and this is what God has done for me. This is what I have learned from what I've gone through. So, this is a similar question, pretty much, but how have you been broken, and what was your resulting testimony? Kind of the same question. If you want to tell us how you were broken, that's fine, but you don't have to. But does anybody else have a testimony in 2 minutes or less of how you've been broken and what kind of testimony you had because of what you went through? Thank you.
I want to say, I hit up one that I had cancer, and I go through treatments, and it always goes, they take care of it. And then I would go back and commit more caring for cancer. And I said, well, he said, you're not worried. I said, oh, I'm worried. But I said, I don't put it in my hand. I put it in God's hands. I thought, why should I put God take care of a bird? And I thought he kept praying for cancer. And I then said, well, he said, I hate carrying this, but you're at the point that was the only thing that you come from. You can't do anymore. And I went, okay, but all I want, I just hit my knees, jump forward, I said, God, take care of this. And I raised my hands, and the doctor touched me, and he said, I don't believe in God. He said, that the electricity from your body, he said, I can't even see it. You've got a glowing body, he said, I've never seen. And I was like, I hate to tell you this, but this died for you. But I don't have cancer anymore. That's a God. I give to God, and God called me up. He says, Don, that's the only I know where Don is the cancer. He says, he went, okay. And he said, but he said, don't believe in something like that. He said, hey, we know what we're saying. And so I went, I know a better physician, I think. It's not used. And I walked out, and he said, I want to come back in a week. I went, okay. So I came back a week. And he looked at that, and then he looked at me, and he goes, well, he just never get put in case cancer's gone.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And they won't be no return, but there will not be no come back. I said, I'm here.
I live up
And
first
every time I go to the doctor said, Your blood is great. I've never seen it better.
The great physician. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the stripes. Thank you, God, for healing us. Thanks for being a healer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your testimony. Yes, go ahead.
I went through a 10 years long suffering after a surgery that one of the doctors, of course, one of the surgeons did. But through the word of God, through the years, I always learned to trust in the Lord. And I continued to feed into the word of God. And I never lost faith that the Lord will heal me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he healed me. The Lord healed me instantly.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right after the visit, I saw the doctor on Friday, and the Lord healed me Saturday. And the doctor said, there's nothing we can do for you, Miss Miranda. There's nothing we can do for you. And I remember that day I came home, and I started reviving in my head every testimony from the word.
Mm-hmm.
So the word was my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
And even though the physician was saying, there's nothing we can do for you, there's no remedy for this, there's nothing we can do for you,
mm-hmm.
I learned to trust in the Lord. Guess what? The doctor says Friday that he will not be able to do anything for me, and none in the office could do anything for me, but the Lord healed me Saturday.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
After 10 agonizing years of pain, excruciating pain, the Lord completely healed my system.
Awesome. So scripture is what we're going to mostly be talking about today. So
I never lost faith, even though here on earth, you know, we will say a commander will say, you can achieve this, the Lord says.
Yes. Amen.
I have given it to your hand.
Yes.
Take it.
And his word is true, and we can trust every promise in his word. So that was a great segue into what we're getting ready to get into. So first, off the top of your head, put your thinking caps on. Let's make a list of things that we can do or say to comfort others who are going through trials. So just start rattling them off. What things could you do or say to help people?
Listen.
Listen to the word, read and write the word. Give testimonies to others. Be faithful.
Anybody can join in. It'll make her do all the work. These are great. You're on a roll.
Do not stop from coming to church.
Keep attending church, okay? Brother Elijah, did
keep
you start
fellowship quick? Too?
Oh. Church and fellowship.
Pray.
Yeah. Pray. Pray with them.
Ordain your house.
Ordain or anoint your house. Has anybody ever taken oil and gone through your house and every room and pray for it? What else?
You guys need a leader.
What?
I was gonna say pray, but like I was gonna say make a point to pray with the light then. Like pray, I was just saying, I'm praying for you. Don't just say like immediate
intentions. Yes, because I used to just say, I'll pray for you, and I'm starting to learn. I'll be in a store or something, and they'll just start telling me about some infirmity or something. And they have starting to learn to just stop, ask them, may I pray with you, and just stop and pray for them right then.
And you don't have to close your eyes. Pray with your eyes open.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
Pray with them.
Immediately.
Eyes
open where you're not seeing.
We would have to share our experiences and then tell them how God got us through.
I'm just going to put that with testimony. Share your testimony. Testify. What?
Music.
Or
a song.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Suggest a song. I've done that many times. There'll be a song that ministered to me, and then I talk to someone. It's like, you need to listen to this song. I'm going to share a song with you guys at the end of the lesson today.
be an offering of praise to the Lord.
Be an offering of praise to the Lord. And what are you going to say?
I would say, like, this would be kind of lumped in with being faithful and fellowshipping, but making intentional time with somebody that's going, like, going to lunch and not just, you know, not just at church, but, like, outside.
Okay. I'm getting tired of writing. You guys, thank you. You guys did awesome. I was afraid nobody was going to say anything, but you guys were awesome. So thank you. That's quite
one more
thing. Okay, Sister Johnson.
That has been a help to me, a blessing to me, is when I have said something and other people will say, oh, I'll pray for you. And then a couple of days down the road, they check with me and say, hey, I remember you requested prayer and I just want you to know I'm praying for you. Or how is it going?
Follow ups after prayer.
Yeah.
That's great. Because that way they know you really care about them and that you really remembered and that you really did pray for them.
It's not just, oh, I'll pray for you.
Yes, yes. Good, good. Anybody else have something burning that has to go up here? Like Sister Johnson had?
Make a goal to have someone to know the Lord at least once a month or once a year.
Oh, that's a great goal. Yeah. So I'm talking, and a lot of times people come to the Lord when they're going through bad times. I know that was my case. You know, I was getting ready to be a senior in high school and I was going down the wrong path and I needed the Lord and I cried out to him and he filled me with the Holy Ghost and thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Awesome. Great list, you guys. I'm so impressed. We're going to leave this here because maybe that will minister to someone else. We're not even going to erase it. Okay, now we're going to get into scripture, scripture, scripture. I told you I was going to share scriptures with you. Let me tell you right now, the Bible is exhaustive, full of scriptures that will encourage you and help you through trials. These that I'm pointing out are not necessarily the best ones. I've been studying and getting prepared for this class for a couple months, and I've been reading things and falling into things when I'm reading the Word of God, and every time I found another one, I just kept writing it down. And then what I tried to do is put them in categories. This category was my broadest category. That's why I'm calling it pray, submit, and commit. So what I'm going to do, there's a lot of slides here, and we are going to fill ourselves this morning with the Word of God. Don't worry about writing these scriptures down. Every one of them up here is already on your handout, and they're grouped into these groups. So I suggest you hold on to your handout and use it, because if you're going through a tough time, you can look up some of those scriptures, and you can, of course, share those scriptures with someone else. So here's what we're going to do. Okay, we're going to start with my husband, and we're going to go down the row, and then start with Brother Freeman down this row, and then down this row to Elijah, and then start all over again. And you're going to read the scripture that's up here, but if you don't want to read the scripture, just say pass, and the next person will do it. All right, so we're going to try to get some of these scriptures in our hearts and minds, help them encourage you, because that's what you're going to do. You're going to use these scriptures to encourage yourself and to encourage others. All right, so first category, pray, submit, and commit. So these are prayers. Brother Dave.
Psalms 143:11. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble.
Hallelujah. Let these encourage you. Pray again.
This poor man cried at the Lord further and saved him out of all his trouble.
Hallelujah. And commit. Pass. Pass. Pass.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be your exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Is it exalted? Was that your eyes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, 46:10. What
right.
Heathen? What does heathen mean?
Are we go? Because they're going to see and hear our testimony. And a heathen is someone who does not serve God or even worships a different God. There's someone that's out of God's grace and just living the way they want to live. But they're going to see our testimony so that it'll be an encouragement to them. Yep, that's what that means.
Like old King James.
Yeah, I got all these from the King James Version. Yes, all of them. Okay, commit again.
The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job 1:21.
That's a hard lesson to learn, but I can tell you I learned that lesson, and I hold on to that scripture. Commit again.
1 Peter 4:19. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their soul to him in well doing, as unto the faithful Creator.
Thank you, Jesus. And now submit. Brother Freeman, do you want to read it or pass?
Yeah.
Oh, it's up here on the screen.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I just got one of mine. I ain't lying, words.
Oh, that's a great one. I don't have that included in here. Like I said, there's a lot of them. Can you read this one, or do you want to pass?
It is good for me that I had been affliction, that I might learn by scriptures.
Awesome, and thanks for sharing that other scripture. It's a good one. Okay, now the next category is fear not and be strong. Okay, next.
Be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he is that thou would be. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, then rob thee. 31 skips say.
Awesome, thank you. Next.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, I will hold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Thank you. Good job. And next.
Fear it not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. They were called by you to right hand in my righteousness, Isaiah.
That's not the one we just read, is it? Oh, okay. Sorry. I hit the button, but I didn't change. You want to go again? Come on, you can do it.
But thou, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up my head. Psalms 3.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. And next, Sister Johnson.
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7.
Awesome scripture. And next.
The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people and give peace. Psalm 29.
Thank you, Lord.
Got it. Very for Matthew 2 times, and many present help you trouble. Therefore, when not we clear, all the deer be removed. And to the mountains he gathered into the midst of the sea, to the waters thereof roar and be troubled, to the mountains shake with the flooding thereof. Jilah, Psalms 46:1.
Thanks, that was a long one. Next.
Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my saying and doeth them, I will
show you. It means show.
Show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and diggeth deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Luke 6:47-48.
Awesome, thank you. In the next category, God will not leave us or forsake us. I like the leaves there. He will not leave us. We got fall leaves there. Okay, who's next? Brother Bellamy.
Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
Hallelujah.
13:5.
Thanks.
I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. John 14:18.
Thank you, Jesus.
And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Now back to Brother Dave.
For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on me. Isaiah 55:1.
Awesome. Next.
What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
shall tribulation, the distress, or persecution, or famine, the nakedness, and terror, or sword, Romans 8:31-35.
Awesome. Next.
When thou castest through the word, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, it shall not be burned, neither shall there be flame heat upon thee. Isaiah 43:2.
Awesome. Next.
And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalms 50:15.
Thanks.
Because he has set his love upon ye, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Psalms 91:14-15.
Psalms is full of comforting scripture. So almost all of Psalms we could use. Okay, the last category is trust God. Brother Freeman.
Now the peacefulness is not a state on earth, not a request to be on earth. Let be the Lord's grace. Let the Lord Jehovah is in a place, everlasting and sweet. I have had to buy a little book.
Thank you, Jesus. Next.
Trust me in the Lord with all thy heart, and leave on unto that own understanding. And all the lights acknowledge him, and he shall carry my past. Proverbs 3:5.
Awesome.
I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and in your righteousness. Psalm 91.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, this is the last category. This is the most fun category. Glory and joy are coming. So these are scriptures of encouragement. Next.
We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Second Corinthians 4:18.
Okay, and actually you've got three verses that go together. So we're going to continue, Sister Johnson, in the same place.
For which cause we faint not, that though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. The mighty affliction, which is but from torment, worketh for us an far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. 2 Corinthians 4:16-17.
Awesome. And the last one in that group, Sister Cindy?
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18.
Thank you, Jesus. And
you can do this.
Good, thank you. And next.
My brother, ill joy, when he fall into thy compassion, knowing this, that the trying of your faith and work is greatest, gain once fruitfully.
Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as both some strange things happen unto you, but rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. 1 Peter 4:12-13.
I use this scripture a lot. I come back to this all the time. So when we're going through things, we're like, why me? You know, we start whining to God, and it's human to do that. But just tell yourself, think it not strange considering the fiery trial that you're going through as if some strange thing happened to you. And the reason is because to God, it's not strange. God has it in control. So he knows what he's doing. His ways are higher than our ways. So I hold on to this scripture a lot. I've used it a lot. Okay, next.
If you be reproached for the name of Christ hath departed ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you, and on their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. 1 Peter 4, 14.
A little hard to swallow if you're reproached for my name's sake. Happy are ye. So, you know, we talked about praise for the victory, praise ahead of time. That's the only way you're going to be happy when you're in the middle of a trial. Focus on God. Next.
Yet on any man suffereth a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. 1 Peter 4:16.
Thanking God for trials.
We don't do that. We give him thanks for the trial.
We should.
We want him to take the trial away.
But don't we pray almost every day, at least I do, Lord, mold me and make me to be what you want me to be. Help me be pliable in your hands. So why shouldn't we thank him when we're going through trials? And Brother Elijah.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Thank you, Jesus. Last one.
Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith be much more precious than of old as perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
Praise and honor and glory.
Yes.
When you're tried through the fire, you shall come forth as gold. Wow, that's pretty amazing. Okay, now here's a song that I'm going to share with you. Just some words, part of the words from a song written by John Foreman. You try to keep the wound camouflaged and the stitches heal. Why are you running from yourself now? Because your scars shine like dark stars. Yeah, your wounds are where the light shines through. So let's go there, to that place where we sing these broken prayers, where the light shines through. The wound is where the light shines through. Those lyrics help encourage us to thank God, right? If we didn't go through these things, if we didn't have these bruises and wounds, the light would not shine through. God uses those. We know all things work together for good to those who are the called according to his purpose and glory. And this is the last verse, and I get to read it because it's my favorite verse of all times. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and, I put proper, but it's prosper. Prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Best verse ever for me anyway. I know we all have our favorite verses. All right, so at the bottom of your handout, there's a couple more questions that we didn't talk about yet. So this is your chance if you want to say something about these. So how will you use these Bible verses of encouragement when ministering to fellow believers, co-workers, friends, and family members who are going through a trial? How can you actually use these verses? Brother Dave.
Wilson.
Well, I have a comment, not to answer your question. Oh, it's not a question, but it's not a comment. This whole pathways have been on standing firm in trials. And when I say this, trust it, I'm not looking to go through a valley. I love the mountaintops. I wish I could live there all the time in the mountains. And a view from the mountain. The pastor preached a message several weeks ago. It was, don't trust the view from the mountain. What a wonderful message that was.
From the valley, yeah.
Don't trust the view from the valley. But I could say this about valleys. Even though we pray, even along the mountain, and we get on our knees, even when we're in the valley, there's something about a valley experience. It drives it deeper.
Yes.
It drives you to your knees in a different fashion. It's easy to pray when you're on the mountain. And you're praying to the glory of God, and you're exalting him and lifting him up and thanking him for the goodness and the view that you see. But there's something that comes from the valley that you don't get from the mountain. Even though I don't want to go to the valleys, I can look back on my life and look at the instances where I went through the valleys.
and it rooted something in me that I didn't have before. It drove that anchor deeper into the ground in my faith and in his truth. And it gave me something that I was able to launch further forward with the Lord. So, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen this before, but I use this example in a work thing this week, so I'm going to kind of turn it around spiritually. But how many of you ever go by a house where someone started remodeling the house and it looks like, wow, they just abandoned that house? You can see where they spent all the money, but they never finished it. They never got through on the other side. How many of you remodeled your own home while you're living inside it? Yeah, that's not fun. I mean, you live inside, you got the kitchen sink ripped out of it, and there are showers ripped out. You're trying to live in your home like they were like. It's easy to get frustrated. It's easy to give up and say, no, this was a mistake. Don't want to do it. But once you get that done on the other side, you look back, you think, wow, this is a nice house. Man, I'm glad we stuck with it. I'm glad we stuck to it. We're talking about standing firm in trials. There's going to be times when you're in that trial where you feel like, yeah, I don't know if I could make it. I feel like giving up. I feel like throwing it off to the side. But if you stand firm in that trial, what God's making out of you is going to be something greater than what was before. So I love the scriptures, honey, that you gave today, because they had a really good all the way from the start of a trial all the way through the all the way to the end of the trial. So it's wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing. Did anybody want to say anything about how you would use these Bible verses when you're trying to encourage someone?
Well, I try to memorize it. So I have a lot of clients that comes and they just tell me things. So I pray for them and I give them a scripture related with that situation that they're going through. And he was talking about the mountain in the valley, but I always think the Lord is the lady of the valley.
Yes. And I
so
thought
even though I go through the difficult things,
mm-hmm.
sometimes we don't feel him when we're going through a valley.
Mm-hmm.
It's just he is the lily of the valley.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day I was coming out of my car going to the store, and suddenly this beautiful smell comes through, and I have no idea what flower is it, but this just beautiful smell. And I know that sometimes you go and you're thinking, oh, there's so many trials in there, I have to be ready. But when I smell this smell that came through, I say, oh, thank you, Lord, because I know that you're giving me a little bit of your glory.
Thank you, Lord. Well, that's interesting, because when he was talking about the valleys, I thought of Hidden Valley dressing. And then they show this beautiful, fertile place, right? So think about it. If you may be going through a valley, and we had a picture, remember, a couple weeks ago of a really dark valley where you couldn't see very far. But a lot of valleys are very fertile and green, and that's because you can get good out of valleys. God takes it and turns it around for good. So to Paul.
Sister, the scripture you just set up there, he knows the plans that he has for you. Mm-hmm. People come up for prayer often, and they'll say they're going through a trial, they're going through something, and they need prayer. And what I used to do with people, tell them, I said, so listen, I said, you can't give up in the middle of the storm. You know, and I've never seen a storm that lasts forever. I said, if you give up right now in the middle of this storm, you'll never know the blessing that God has for you. You'll never see the end of this trial if you give up right now.
That's good.
And I felt this. I felt you're right on the edge where God is fixing, you know, to bust this thing wide open. He's fixing the four blessings out upon you. Mm-hmm. So right now is not the time to give up. You must hang on with everything you got right now. Now refer to the valley. Being in the valley is not always bad, because you think about the mountaintop, everything that is up on the mountaintop, the nutrients that is on the mountain, where does it go? It goes down to the valley, mm-hmm. It goes lower. So there's often the times that when we're in the valley, it's also the times that we can get in, we're soaking all the nutrients, all the strength, all the things can run to us, can feed us,
mm-hmm.
You know, because everything that's on top, it runs downhill.
Good. Well, we can eat that Hidden Valley dressing. And I love the first thing you said, because exactly what you said is a great way to minister to people who are going through rough times. So thank you for sharing. We'll get Elijah first, and then you, and then you. So one, two, three. Okay, Elijah.
So I've been praying and meditating on these lessons the last few weeks, and kind of going back to dowries. I've had like, you know, the children of Israel in the wilderness for 40 years on my lot after the first lesson. And I think about, you know, like in my personal life, like when I'm going through troubles, it's like sometimes it's helpful to look for like even just like the small miracles. Like they had, like think about it, like they got murmured in their spirit and they grew weary, but there was literally a pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night. They had food. They, you know, they were being blessed constantly, even in the midst of a struggle. And I think about, you know, the struggles in my life and being thankful for trials that you're talking about earlier, because that's where I got strength. That's where God molded me, shaped me, because I wouldn't have had character if I had a God, you know? Like if, you know, if I had like a perfect life that I never went through anything, what would I have to be thankful? You know, if I've never been hungry, if I would ever hurt, if I've never had, you know, sorrow or pain, you know, would God's glory truly shine in my life if nothing, you know, I had no evil to compare to the good? You know, and I think about that, and I think about in the midst of a trial, like just the small miracles, it's like a roofer in my head, ooh, you know, it's like there's still provision through the trial, like the nutrients coming down, was it, you know, from the balance.
Yeah, very good. Thanks.
Well, I just had a comment, which first, I wrote down when they were able to read Beauty in the Ashes. And basically, it all kind of tied into what he was saying. I'm thinking about a volcano and all things on the mountaintop and the ashes rolling down and how that, you know, gives us nutrients and make things grow. You know, whenever you have a fire, you want to spread their ashes over your garden area to make things grow. And so that's why I was thinking of whenever us, and I just wrote that down and then everybody started calling.
That's great. Hey, why don't you all teach this pathway? You guys have some great stuff here. Thank you, Brother Bellamy.
Comment on something you said last week. You said something about when we reach rock bottom, and the thought went through my head, when we reach rock bottom, we're standing on a firm foundation. And when we're down to nothing, God is up to something.
Thank you, Lord. Wow, you guys are encouraging me. So here we're already taking Bible verses and things that we've learned through our trials, and we're already encouraging each other in class. That's awesome. Well, we have 2 minutes. Do we dare look at the last question? Let's see here. What particular words of encouragement can you add to these verses? You guys have already done that. Now, this is what I want you to think about and maybe work on, and maybe write your testimony on the back of your handout where there's the blank spaces. Do you have a testimony that you can share with them? Work on how you can share your personal testimony. So I'm going to just leave you with that. That's your homework for the end of this pathway, is work on how you are going to share. I would write it out. I get a lot from writing it out. Write out how you're going to share something you've been through, a trial you've been through, and how you're going to share that. Actually write the words you'll use when you are ministering to someone who's going through a dark time or going through a trial.
Yes. My favorite scripture is, the little but a righteous man hath is better than the riches in any with you.
Oh, I like that. Yes. Thank you, Lord. So, all right. Well, that's your homework. And I hope that you felt encouraged through these four sessions. I know I was encouraged, but really encouraged from listening to the things that you guys said today. So thank you. And I know these Bible verses were encouragement to us all. So anyway, thank you, Lord. Let's pray real quick before we're dismissed. Lord Jesus, we love you so much, God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for your peace. We thank you, God, that you are with us in all things, God. We trust you, Lord, for you are our rock. You are our guide, our peacemaker, Lord. We give everything to you, God, and we thank you, God, that we can use your word in ministering to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.